this group of girls have put together something honestly spectacular. I love their app. Many Harry Styles fans, fanatics, lovers also do. So I am super, super excited to be talking to them this week. And if you don't know who they are, they have created an app for Harry Styles tour where you basically get all the information from this app to help plan like a whole thing throughout the stadium, which is honestly incredible because I would have no idea where to start if I was doing something like this. So super excited to have them here this week. Now let's dive into it. Class, let's quiet down. Hi everybody, welcome to the 11th Bad Crystal Art class where we talk to special guests, do occasional giveaways, and give you some life advice. In today's homeroom class, our special guests are the creators of LightCert, an amazing app for Harry Styles fans. So let's welcome them in. Okay, let's start off with a little history. Can you guys tell me a little bit about who you are and what you guys do?
Yeah, so I can go ahead and start. So I'm Sarah. For LightCert, I work mostly on social media, focusing on TikTok. And I'm currently a sophomore in college, and I'm studying psychology. I've been a Harry fan since One Direction. And yeah, I really love his music, and I'm super happy that we're doing this project, and I really want to see it work so we can surprise him and all the fans.
I can go next. I'm Bailey. I am a sophomore at Bryn Mawr College, majoring in computer science, and I'm also studying Japanese. And so at LightCert, I do all of the development stuff, so like the website and the app. And then I'm also helping kind of like on the coordination end and like logistics and things like that, working with the leaders for the specific venues and just like coordinating everything. Yeah, what else? Oh, I've been a Harry fan since like One Direction, like Harry, but I didn't really get like super, super into him until the pandemic hit. But yeah.
And I can finish. My name's Emma Curry. Sorry, I shouldn't say my full name. but I'm also a sophomore, and I'm also probably going to major in psychology with a bent on health studies. And at LightCert, I do the communications and Instagram and just every other thing that isn't being handled.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I've also been a fan since One Direction.
Now, how did you guys all meet? I mean, different colleges.
Yeah, I can take that one. So I grew up with Sarah.
Yeah, college.
Wait, Emma, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I wonder if it's like delayed or something.
College.
Yeah, I think it's a little delayed. Okay, Emma, do you want to?
Bailey, you can probably just go ahead and answer.
Okay, cool. Okay. So I grew up with Sarah. We're both from LA. Like, we went to elementary school together, and we went to high school together too. So I've known her for probably 12 years now. And then when I came to Bryn Mawr, I met Emma and then, yeah, connected the two, I guess.
Awesome. Now, I usually ask all my guests this. So if you guys could go back and give your younger self a piece of advice, what would it be?
I think a piece of advice I'd give my younger self, I mean, there's probably a lot of advice I could give myself, but a main one would probably be, like, try not to care so much about what people think.
Yeah.
Because that's something I struggle with.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think that another thing I would say is to not worry so much about what you feel like you're supposed to do and do the things that you want to do, because the things that you want to do, like, are the things that you're supposed to do, and you shouldn't really listen so much to, like, these, like, external, I guess, influences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think especially like nowadays and even like in the industry, you don't want to take any of that from people.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, let's take a quick recess break, class, and then we have some questions for you ladies today.
Okay.
Welcome back, class. Now we have some questions for all of you. Now, how did all of you kind of get into, like, do you guys actually work within the industry at all, like, besides this app?
Actually, no. We don't.
Not at all.
It's simple.
Would you get, so, like, if you could, would that be something that you guys would want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
It's the people, I know that Emma comes from like a public health background and Sarah mm-hmm. comes from a more like social media management background. And I come from like a pure tech background. So mm-hmm. it is really, really different. I think for all of us, I think we can all say that mm-hmm. the music industry is super different than the type of people that we're used to working with. So it takes mm-hmm. like a bit of an adjustment, but I think sis.
Yeah. Now let's dive into the app a little bit. So how did you guys come up with the idea? Like, was it something random or like how much time, I guess, did it take for you guys to come up with it all together?
Wasn't working for a second.
I would say, because I don't know if my audio is still bad.
Yeah, kind of, Emma.
It is. Okay, awesome.
So I would say we really wanted to, like, I told Bailey, I was like, oh my god, it'd be so cool if we could like start a fan project, because I remember seeing the rainbow lights from last mm-hmm. tour mm-hmm. and I was like, that's so cool. Like,
I didn't even know like what a fan project was, so Sarah had to like tell me what it was.
Yeah. And then Bailey came up with a crazy idea. She's like, what if I made an app for it? And I was just kind of like, oh. And I was like, I don't think you're actually going to do it. But then she like just started on it and she was like, yeah. So I started making the app and I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. This was like at the beginning of quarantine. So like, I'd say probably April through like that summer was like all coding.
Mm hmm. That's insane. It, like, I've, like, scrolled through it, and it's so cool. Like, yeah. I love the idea behind it. I love everything.
Oh, thank you.
Now, did you guys ever expect this many fans and people to hear about the project and get involved? Like, how shocked were you when you had this amazing reaction from people?
I think it was always like the goal for it to reach as many people, but I don't mm-hmm. think we were prepared.
I don't think we really had any expectations. We had like hopes and we had like, it would be really cool if like XYZ happened, but mm-hmm. we were never like, okay, this is what's going to happen. And then once we hit this goal, then we're going to do this. And then this will happen. Like we had ideas, but we didn't, you know?
I actually remember like, the first TikTok I posted that like went, it was like the main one that went viral. That day, Bailey was like, oh, hey, Sarah, can you like post?
Okay. Because
I was kind of like,
I was going to do it at first, but then she told me, I was like, okay, I'll just do it.
And out for the whole day. And at night, I get a call from Bailey and she's like, Sarah, your video is like viral. And I'm like, wait, what?
No,
and
yeah.
And then it kind of just kept growing, which was really cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I'll see it, like, on my For You page, like, people talking about it, or, like, even, like, on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
They're, like, reposting it, or, like, talking about it. I'm, like, that's insane. Like, these girls probably, like...
No, like, it's so crazy. Like, when I see people talking about it on, like, Twitter and stuff, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely something to be proud of. You guys have definitely... Now, what was the easiest part of kind of getting it all going?
Oh my god, I have no
idea.
That's
none of it. I think I think just having the enthusiasm for it was pretty easy to come by because we were all excited. We're still excited. So having like a drive to get this project done, we've always had that.
Mm-hmm. And how do you guys, so I'm sure you have so many like folders and documents and all of that. So how do you keep it all organized?
We have like a Google Suite. Is it Google Suite? I guess we can just say we have a Google account. So like all of our spreadsheets and like docs and everything are in there. So that's how we keep things organized. We have like a lot of spreadsheets, a lot of docs. We have like a huge drive so we can access all the stuff on like our personal things. And then I guess for like source control for the app, I use GitHub.
Awesome. I mean, I'm sure that definitely doesn't like helps you keep sane with all of that.
Yeah.
Was there anything, or has there, I guess, been like things that you've dealt with holding all of this together, like for each different city? Like, has there been something that's like, okay, wait, we need to take a step back and take a look at this again, whether it's like a seating chart or something like for a venue, or you don't have like enough information to get it to fans?
Oh my God, Emma just,
I think her connection dropped.
Oh, right. Oh no.
Hopefully she'll join again.
Yeah, I think she will. So I'm gonna take this. I'm gonna just text her really quick.
Yeah, I can take this. So there's actually like a couple things. So one of the things is probably like miscommunication with some of the leaders we have in some places.
Yeah, it's really hard to communicate, or not, it's so hard to communicate. No, it's like hard to coordinate.
Yeah, it's really hard. And then also in the beginning we had rainbow lights for Treat People with Kindness, and then we also had like orange lights during Golden.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of feedback
after the first few concerts that like people, since Golden's like the very first song, no one really has time to like do the app because they're like taking a video of him coming on stage.
Yeah.
Lights during
Treat People with Kindness. We didn't realize that he has so many lights like from the stage and the arena already. So it was
that changed that,
which we changed now to Sign of the Times. And then we ended up taking Golden off. So now it's just Sign of the Times and Fine Line.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was like hectic trying to figure out like which songs and when to do it.
Yeah, because we didn't even know what the set list was. Like
last
April, like there was no idea that we could have known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Now, have you guys seen him on tour, or do you plan on seeing him on tour?
Yeah, Em and I are going.
Actually, my first time.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just gonna say my first time seeing him was the One Night Only concert.
Okay.
Which was super fun. And then I have tickets
right now,
and I'm hoping to get LA Night 3, but it's a little bit hard.
Yeah, and then Emma and I are gonna go to New York.
Yes. Ooh, that's fun. That's gonna be fun. What is your favorite Harry song?
My favorite is Sign of the Times, but Bailey and I have a little argument about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. So Emma just said her favorite song, Sign of the Times. I don't like that song.
Evil.
Really?
Favorite.
Why don't you?
I don't know. I think I just like heard it too much and was like, but I don't know. I really like Woman.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I really like Carolina.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh my God, Carolina is so good.
It is really good, yeah.
He has, like, so many good songs. It's, like, so hard to pick.
I know.
No.
I know. I really like Cherry, too.
Like, all amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, you guys said you've been fans of him since before One Direction.
Yes.
So what's it? I mean, like, I'm sure, like, a lot of OG One Direction fans and, like, watching them grow up. Like,
it's so funny to think about. Yeah. I remember when, like, my friends from, like, middle school would wear, like, t-shirts with their faces on it. And I'm like, right. Wow, the fashion has changed.
Right, though?
I really wish I could have gone to concerts.
I know, me too. I was like, I liked them, but at the time I was like, oh, I'm like too cool to like them.
I literally, yeah. I remember like they were my first concert in like 2014.
Oh my God,
you're
so lucky. Like, that's so cool.
I remember begging my mom for like concert tickets for their Where We Are tour. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh mom, God. I have to go. I like have to go. If I don't go, like I'm going to die. Like my like 12-year-old self, like, nosebleed seats, but still like literally the best show ever.
Oh my God.
And so it was with Zayn, so
oh my god.
Okay,
I remember like I wasn't like super obsessed with One Direction at the time.
Yeah,
but I remember when Zayn left, like, oh, Twitter was going crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God. I got, like, my boyfriend into One Direction. I don't think I told you guys this either, like, Sarah, but yeah.
Oh, really?
I got my boyfriend into One Direction, so.
As you should.
I win.
As you should. What is your favorite Harry cover song?
Mine has to be Juice, maybe?
Actually, I don't know. What's that one Kanye West song that he sang on tour last year?
What?
Yeah.
Oh. Kanye, I West didn't even know.
I think it's Ultra. No, I think he sang Ultra Light Beam.
Oh.
Oh, my favorite was when he sang with Stevie at the One Night Only concert.
Oh. Oh my God, Sarah, can I like tell the story about Stevie Nicks? Is that fine with you?
Oh no, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Cool. Sarah was at the concert. I should have gone because they were giving out free tickets, and Sarah was like, just drive over. And I was like, I can't, but I should have. But she was like, she was texting me. She was like, everyone's screaming, it's Stevie Nicks. And she was like, who is that? Like, why are they screaming?
Yeah, I didn't know who she was at the time.
Oh my gosh.
But now, like, whenever we go on drives, we just like blast Stevie Nicks. So it's like,
yeah, we're like obsessed. Yeah,
and like Fleetwood
you
Mac.
You know, it's a vibe. Fleetwood Mac is definitely
Fleetwood Mac, like, it just feels like so West Coast to me. Like, I love.
Right, though?
Yeah,
it really does. Ugh. It really does. Now,
the video I had from the concert, once I
knew who she was, and I was like, oh, so much better.
Exactly. If you don't know, like, the artist, and you're just, like, taking videos, you're just vibing, but in your head, you're like, I don't know who this is. And then they just sit on your phone, or you're like, okay, I don't know who
exactly.
this is. What other tours or tour would you guys, like, whether it's Harry or just like another artist, like in general, would you want to like expand this project to?
We actually just got a DM from someone that was like, are you doing this for the Shawn Mendes tour? And we were like, oh, he has a tour. Ooh. When is that?
Yeah.
So I don't know, we'll see.
That'd be cool.
I don't think I've replied to that DM yet. I probably should, but
yeah,
that was the message we got.
No, that'd actually be really cool.
That would also, the only thing is, I know at the Shawn Mendes tour, because I went to his last one, he mm-hmm. gives out like bracelets that like
do the same thing, right?
Yeah, so I don't know if it would work for him.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we could try Harry round two for HS3.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, Louis going on tour too.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
We got some DMs about that too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't remember that.
Well, I guess you'll see whatever happens, right?
Right.
Yeah.
If we see you guys at like BTS doing it, you know.
Exactly.
Now, has it given you guys any like exciting opportunities with all the recognition from people?
I don't know, Bailey, if you can answer that question.
Bailey, I feel like would be good at this question.
Yeah, I don't think we should say anything.
Pass. Okay. It's been a lot of like back and forth though. So something we've been struggling with is that whenever
just be careful with what you say.
Yeah, whenever opportunities do come up, it's just been a lot of having some things fall through and then getting mm-hmm. our hopes up and being disappointed, yeah, which is why yeah, we're kind yeah. of cautious about answering.
No, yeah, that makes complete sense. Like, I even understand that. That, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
One of the joys again. Of the music industry.
Right? Again, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether it's good or bad. Now, how can people get involved with the project?
So we have a Discord that has a bunch of channels for, like, different locations. And so a lot of people have joined that, and we ask them in there, like, if they're willing to help pass out posters at arenas and stuff like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then besides that, we also have accounts. Like, we don't personally run them. So, yeah, just, I don't know if people get confused about that. We don't personally run them, but there are accounts for each of the locations. So if you DM them and are like, hey, how can I help? Mm-hmm. They, like, obviously be more than happy to have you help out. And so if you do that, it's probably just going to be like, okay, go to our website, lightsurf.net, and go to the posters column that we have. And then we have a template for like posters. It's 4-on-1 piece of paper. So you just like print that out and you cut it up. And then you can distribute them to everyone in their section. And those posters have like all the instructions and everything so that people know to like download the app and stuff. And mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that we were thinking about when creating this project is like how to make fan projects easier. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot easier to get involved versus like if you were doing what people normally do for fan projects, where if everyone was like bringing sticky notes or something, like you don't have to go out and buy sticky notes and then like put them on pieces of paper and give them to people. Like you just have to print out the posters from the website and mm-hmm. like, tell people about it, which I think is cool and way more convenient.
Yeah. Now, I mean, like you've said, you have people in different areas. So how, like, are they people that you're maybe, like, friends with? Or do you just kind of, like, DM fans maybe that you know and be like, hey, like, would you be interested doing this for us? Like, helping us out?
They were mainly people from the Discord. Or people would be like, hey, people would make like an account called Love on Tour Arizona or Love on Tour, you know, whatever. And then DM mm-hmm. us and be like, hey, like we saw your thing. Is it okay if we like run the project for our location? Mm-hmm. And we're like, yep, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a lot of,
it's a
little
lot.
Bit. Yeah. It's like a little bit less on you guys to have that help, I'm sure.
No, definitely. We wouldn't be able to do half the stuff we're doing with people we're working with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good, though, that you have those people who are willing to help you guys out and not leave you with all the load.
Yeah.
Exactly. We would be struggling a lot if we didn't have people working with. Yeah.
Now, okay. To end the class off for the day, you guys can either share the worst piece of advice you have ever gotten or give a bad piece of life advice.
I think the worst advice I ever got was just, like, give up.
Yes.
Who said that?
I don't know, probably, like, my mom.
Just give up. Just give up now.
I don't know. Like, what the worst piece of advice I've gotten.
Can give a funny piece of advice. Bad, funny, you're choosing.
Give me
I know, I'm thinking of one,
and I'll get back.
Yeah.
I think... the worst piece of advice that I've gotten is that I think mine would be like you'll be okay if you just go ahead and do it. You don't have to plan anything out.
Yeah, that is pretty terrible advice.
Yeah, my family does operate like that, so.
You know, you might be able to pull it off, but.
Maybe, yeah.
Depends on what it is. Yeah, it depends on what it is. Now, I will share my bad piece of advice. Whenever you get that glass half empty feeling, just add vodka and stir.
That's so funny.
Unless you're under English. Don't do that. Well,
I'm going to have to use that now.
Right now? Well, thank you so much for being here today, ladies. If you guys don't already, follow them on social media at LightCert to see what they're up to with the project. See you guys next time on Bad Crystal Art Class. We'll be right back.